Turkey is bolstering military deployment along the border with Syria amid tense ties between the two countries. Dozens of military vehicles are on their way from the coastal town of Iskenderun in Hatay province to the Syrian border 50 kilometers away. The trucks are loaded with missile batteries. Some reports say armored military vehicles are also being transported to the region. Ties between the two neighbors have been tense after Syrian troops shut down a Turkish warplane. Syria said the plane was downed in self-defense after violating its airspace. Turkey has described the incident as a hostile act and threatened to retaliate. Let's get the thoughts of Jamal Wakim, who's a political analyst, and he joins us from Beirut on this. Jamal Wakim, what is your reading regarding Turkey sending a convoy of military trucks to the border areas?
This is an attempt by Turkey to mount the pressure on Syria, but it's still far from being direct military involvement by Turkey in Syrian affairs. I believe that this comes at a time when the United States is also trying to mount its diplomatic pressure and political pressure on Syria, especially that they need to, prior to this convention, international convention that is due to be held soon, in order to sort out the Syrian crisis. I believe that this is a step towards mounting diplomatic and political pressure on Syria, but it's still far from being a full-fledged military involvement by Turkey in Syrian affairs or in Syrian territory.
On the one hand, you have Turkey sending their convoy to the border, and then on the other hand, you have Saudi Arabia, who has put its military on high alert. I mean, what is your reading behind these two incidents combined?
Well, definitely, this comes as part of what I described before as the political pressure on Syria. Maybe this is also an attempt to hold, safe havens inside the Syrian territories in northern Syria for military groups or armed insurgents against the Syrian authorities. But we need to wait for the Russian and Iranian response to this. I believe that the Russians and the Iranians will not be silent towards this rise in the pressure from Syria's foes.
And finally, NATO has shown no interest in terms of any type of military intervention in Syria, as it was relayed by the press conference that was held after the meeting, the emergency meeting that Turkey called, in which the NATO chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen pretty much supported Turkey, but obviously shy of any motivation behind military intervention. Were Turkey to get engaged somehow with Syria, do you think NATO would be behind Turkey in that sense?
Definitely, they will be supporting Turkey, but they will not be involved directly in the conflict. But I believe that NATO is trying to give cover for Turkey in case it wants to get involved in a limited military operation in Syria, to give this cover just to face the Russian pressure on Turkey in this case.
Thank you very much. Jamal Wakim there, political analyst from Beirut.